from KQED.
The sound of a dentist's drill makes almost anyone cringe. And starting July 1st, 3 million low-income Californians will have to pay out of pocket to hear it. That's because DentiCal is one of many health programs on the chopping block due to the state budget deficit. But some healthcare experts say cutting dental services for the poor is short-sighted, that California will forfeit federal matching funds, and those cuts will just drive more Californians to emergency rooms for their dental care. Christina Hu reports.
Socorro Salazar knows pain.
I had several real bad infections in my cavities that were just festering and getting worse, and then cracked teeth. My teeth were, a couple molars were cracked.
His front teeth have been replaced with straight white implants since the 55-year-old came to the USC Dental Clinic about 2 years ago. This particular morning, his dentist is preparing the right side of his mouth for a temporary bridge. His dental work over the past 2 years has cost almost $13,000. DentiCal has paid more than half the bill. He makes $900 a month as a part-time caregiver. He also gets a $400 pension check. This is the sole income for himself, his wife, and 3-year-old daughter. Even with DentiCal, he says it's hard to save up for dental treatment.
So it makes a big difference because a lot of the work that's being done, it takes months for me to get that money, like $425. It takes me a little over a month to get that money.
After paying for treatment, he says he can only afford the bare essentials, like rent and food. He's finding that he's always owing money to his friends and family, who help him cover costs. DentiCal is one of several Medi-Cal benefits for adults that will end July 1st. State officials estimate the cut will save California about $130 million a year, but the state will now lose the same amount in matching federal funds. According to Jeff Album of the California Association of Dental Plans, the state will still have to spend money on dental care.
So, you know, that was one of the, you know, very frustrating things about losing the funding for this program, is that in many respects, the state is still going to end up spending, not saving the total $130 million. There's going to be money spent in emergency rooms to take care of extreme pain.
Come July, Jeff Album predicts that more people will opt for extractions, which is a cheaper alternative to fillings and root canals, but a more unhealthy decision. Dental patient Socorro Salazar doesn't think DentiCal is the best insurance program. He says the coverage is very limited and finding a dentist who accepts DentiCal is difficult. And in his experience, those who do accept DentiCal often do shoddy work. But he still feels it's better than nothing. With DentiCal benefits coming to an end, Salazar is considering going to Mexico for treatment. Years ago, he paid $150 for a root canal across the border.
That is what everybody that I know of does. They're saying, hey, if right here they're asking you to come up with $425 and the insurance pays the rest, I could go down there and get it in gold for $125.
At the UCLA Dental School, the clinic is taking a wait-and-see approach to the DentiCal cuts, says Dr. Gary Herman. In the meantime, the student dentists at the clinic are encouraged to treat as many DentiCal patients before the cutoff date.
When we screen new patients who have DentiCal, we're explaining to them that because the treatment works slowly here, there's a decent chance that they will not get their care completed, and that the care is going away if they haven't heard that, and help them make the best decision as to where they can best be treated. Above and beyond that, we really don't know.
Meanwhile, Socorro Salazar hopes he can get his bridge finished and also squeeze in implants and a root canal before the July 1st cutoff. For the California Report, I'm Christina Ha in Los Angeles.